That's what they do, so we do the same thing. They're extremely polite, but we need to know.
Maybe you should apologize for taking your time.
You're not taking it.
First thing is, somebody put a note on your desk in the morning, and I'm still strong to support Pop. Now, how the hell you gonna let this? I just had a couple of things.
Let me just tell you this. We haven't made the decision yet, not naturally, but just to get to answer this, what I think is the implication of your question. Do you think for one moment that all this crap in the Eastern press to the effect that we have to appoint a balance the two appointments? I'm going to appoint two conservatives. That's what I love. If they want to turn me down, they're going to turn me down.
I think it is unfortunate to cause, well, or whatever it is, and I say to him, we all make mistakes. I thought people sometimes, I wish I hadn't later. What Hansworth was a man of stature, he should have been absolutely first. Politics sounds
on Pop, they'll have a lot of voting against it, but John, if they're going to turn Pop down, then there's no Southerner I can appoint to the curves. I will appoint one of those liberals. I'll be dead if I will.
I hope you don't. I just wanted to know, I said Pop, he's a man that
Rick has an ability.
Well, he's different to me, he's calm. Hell, I'm not.
If for both they're going to be conservative, now naturally the other one will be probably from some other part of the country. But they talk about, and I think they really are women and so forth, and I should look, show me a conservative one, I'll consider. But otherwise not.
Well, I say, so the court of peace, you can find a conservative view on those. So there's generations and everyone has to think about that they shouldn't be competitive.
That's right.
They shouldn't be competitive, but they should be.
Well, look, they go to the court the other way, John, and the court standing to ruin the country.
Yeah,
some of that stuff. And now it's not going to happen.
But
the other thing, you know, it's amusing to me for them to talk about the fact that the president ought to appoint somebody that's sort of like one of the giants. Now, who the hell are the giants on there now? Let's leave out Berger and Blackman. Now, both of them might have been talking about that. But is Brennan the giant? Thurgood Marshall? Whistler White?
Jesus Christ. These guys all
the only person John has ever considered to be a giant by the liberal Asian press is somebody that is a rubber stamp for their damn views. You know that. Now, as a matter of fact, I've got to say this of all the people that were on the court when I went for it. Black is smart. He was smart.
Yes, he was.
He is able.
Well,
but they say he's a hell of a hawk. I mean, McCullough said he's
selected, get the door on him, and then I cut loose.
Another thing too, he's the right age, you see.
How old is he?
He's about 49, yeah, 50. So he's had 20 years to be in the court, 25 years. We need a guy on there.
I'll give you one other thought, so I can truthfully say I spoke to you back.
Yeah.
When the second vacancy occurred, I called Ed Brightman, my state Ed's president of the American Bar Association, and asked Ed permission to submit his name. I didn't know it right. See, late that afternoon I heard about Parliament. And then the next morning, I tried to call it early, and I didn't get it till noon. In the meantime, some others had started some little movement there. And I told Ed, I'm going to take the liberty of submitting his name. He told me about the little movement down there, which has been developing in months. But he said he discouraged it. He said, John, I've got to be consistent. He said, I've heard the knock-up on people my age to the court.
Who is this?
Ed Wright, president of the American Bar Association.
Oh, yeah.
Ed, hello, Bob. Oh, Ed, he'd be all right. But he said, I just have to be consistent. And I said, well, out of courtesy, Ed, I'm going to submit your name or tell the president that I would support you. He's 68, and I thought he was 62. I used to write cases.
That's just right. Just too old.
And he did.
I'm going to the court.
So he took that.
He'd be fine for 4 or 5 years, but you said.
Well, Mr. President, he took that position himself. He said, I've got to be consistent. He said, I've opposed it. So there's no movement of any consequence. I've had a few letters which are going to be handled.
As a matter of fact, if you could pick a judge year by year, there's a hell of a lot of guys, frankly, the best man we've got is a guy named Powell down in Virginia who would be a hell of a bum. But the difficulty is, John, I've got to think of who's going to be around here when something happens to one of those guys. I want them to stick around a little while.
Let me, one other thing, Mr. President, I wanted, after some problem here, I sent you a wire about this economic situation while we were on vacation, while we were in recess, and I got your note this afternoon saying that you received it and so forth.
Right.
But all I wanted you to know, I was not crying. I sent the truck in the last fall, felt in that we ought to hold some kind of conference. I thought in terms of White House conference, because you always have in White House conference. Yeah. I got an invitation today to a conference on the Egypt. I thought, well, the hell, I thought I'd go out. But you're holding these conferences now separately. I had in mind to put them all out. See where we were. And come up with their recommendations for everybody here. But this is all right. The way you're doing it now, I hope you're making progress. And I want to support you on it. There's got to be some.
I appreciate that.
I think this. I do think that something should be done. Some, not just an idle gesture, but some gesture must be made towards profits. Otherwise, you give the opposition the propaganda, the leverage that they want to oppose everything. Now, profits, needs to be some regulation, some supervision of them, so they won't get out of control. I don't know how to do it, but if you leave it wide open, the fellow says, well, my wages are fixed, but the man I'm working for makes all the profit he wants to. And he's not brought under control. The psychological effect of it is that creates some distrust among the rank and file of people. Well, they let the rich man in power and push your opposition, say, and if there's some way that you can have something directed at profits, I don't know. I'm not that competent to but I'm just thinking in terms of in the overall. Right about some limitation of profit or some way to examine profits and see that they don't get out of control. Are not excessive. I don't know the best way to do it. But Mr. President, that will, if you don't have that in it, you will have got that feeling and that argument, well, the fellow that's making the profit, he's free to go on and make excess profit. Why, they don't have the confidence and they don't have the loyalty and the fidelity to support it. I think if you can get something, I'm not trying to tell you what it is, I'll talk to your advisors about it, and I don't come up with something dealing with profits. You get, as I said, you get lending profits to where you destroy the incentive of investment, or the incentive to expand, and I'm saying,
or you'll get more jobs.
Or get in more jobs. No, I'm not doing that for like some of the whole way, I think. But I do think if you can get some provision in there that gives you some control, some leverage, some hope over profit, excess profit coming, that it will gain greater favor with the public as a whole, whatever it is. And I'm confident to even suggest how you gain it. Well, now, I'm talking about another. And this is what prompted me to come then. For 5 or 6 years, I've been chairman of the so-called Patent and Copyright Subcommittee of the Judiciary. After the Supreme Court held that authors and so forth were not entitled to copyright fees from the CATV people, we went into trying to revise the copyright law. We went into that, and then this cable TV thing about the stations that it could bring in and so forth, there's no regulation about it. We undertook to write a section in this copyright bill thinking all of it should try to be settled together. And we did write a section in it, which came out of the subcommittee. There may have been 2 votes against it. One, I think, was against it because we didn't think just as strong enough. It didn't require it. The other vote, they also voted against it because they, some other aspect of the copyright teaching it. But in the bill, there are no issues on the copyright aspect of the bill, no controversies that will make the bill, that will be fatal to the bill. I may think it ought to be 4 cents, and somebody else 2, and somebody else 1, and so forth. I mean, it's just like any other legislation in that area where you may disagree on the amount or something. But, ultimately, that'll be resolved. And whichever way it goes, you'll have a copyright law dealing with the copyright problem. I don't think we'll have any great trouble in passing the bill. There'll be amendments, there'll be issues. But then it'll go on through in some fashion, and whatever comes out will not be real bad. I may not be like I'd like to have it, or like some other senators like it, but it will be a revised copyright law, and it'll be, I think, overall good. The one, section 111 dealing with the cable problem of the bringing in of stations and so forth and so on, was devised and pretty well thought out. Now, when we got it in the bill, we realized that the Copyrights Committee had no jurisdiction on that particular subject. That should come under property of the Commerce Committee. But this section is pretty well worked out, and when we got the bill reported out to the Judiciary Committee, it was reported out maybe a year or two ago. Anyways, when we got it reported out, I then took up with the wrote the chairman of the Commerce Committee and asked them to look into it and come up with their own suggestion or a bill or something. I talked to John Pastore about it once. He's the chairman of the subcommittee. They just take it over and let either get out of bill or an amendment to this bill, like they, thought that this section should be. Well, as a result, I got no response from the committee as to what it didn't do, and the result has done nothing. And in the meantime, there was an effort made in which I joined to try to get the SEC to take some jurisdiction in the matter and promulgate some rules and regulations respecting what this section that one of them would do. Which they have done. They came out with a temporary suggestion, and then Mr. Cindy Pastore had them up there and discussed that they had a more or less of an informal hearing on it. And then they went back and issued their proposal, what they proposed to do. The Federal Communications Commission has some time ago, I think they're proposing now that this fall sometime they will actually promulgate the rules and have them go in effect the next first March, as I recall. Now, in the meantime, these rule that they would promulgate on this area is comparable to Section 111 of the bill, not exactly like it, but it's comparable. And as far as I know, it's satisfactory, at least it is to me, and I think it's generally satisfactory. I've heard no complaint about it from any sources that are in contact with me. I think maybe the broadcasters are objecting, and you know about that denies it. They haven't contacted me about the objection, but anyway. In the meantime, you appointed this commission. Well, I didn't know why the commission left was appointed, but a few days thereafter I spoke to the cable television people here in Washington. You appointed a commission letter for June, and I spoke, I think, on July 11th. And in that speech, they had raised questions. I mean, there was apprehension about it, and I said I couldn't conceive that it was the intent of the administration to interfere with the, since it's already been announced that this tentative rule had been released, that they would, general concept of it at least, that I didn't think it was the intent of the administration to interfere with this, but I assume this commission was to deal with long-range problems about it. Now, that, I made that statement, maybe I was wrong. In the meantime, there is the apprehension on the part of some, and I can't know. I got Dr. Whitehead down there the other day. I talked to him. And I don't know. What I'd like to know is whether it is the administration's purpose, or it feels that it should in any way interfere with the commission in this short-range program, that is, to get the thing in motion, get it established, or if it's still the purpose of the commission to deal in the long-range overall policy, which may be a very good thing. I have no objection. But here is the position I'm working for. Made its own decision after over the hearing and investigating it and came up with it. And it is satisfactory. Now, we have been advised, I don't know how true it is, I'll leave that to you and others here, that efforts have been made to induce the cable people say, to take less, otherwise you're not going to get anything. You better take that than to get nothing. Now, how that is intended, I don't know. I think Dr. Whitehead, or you or Dr. Whitehead, which one of you made that statement to someone?
Dr. Whitehead has been carrying on negotiations, Senator. The President did set up this cabinet committee to look at the long term.
That's long.
Exactly as you had told the people in July.
Right.
The problem is that there can very well be a dying brook with regard to these FCC regulations, and working with Dean Burch and not in any way counter to his goals. we're attempting to, and have some hope to reach an agreement that would be satisfactory to the copyright people, and we certainly are in agreement with your copyright bill, to the CATV people, and to the broadcast people, as to what we do in the short range.
Well, the impression of the board, and let's be frank about it, that the broadcasters are seeking every way they can to block this order from going into effect. Now, if they can do it, and the courts, right, you agree that that's your doing?
I think they're very,
alright,
yeah,
Now, if they want to block it, or if they can, alright, but I didn't feel like maybe the White House wanted to involve them.
I don't mean that we're going to do anything to them, but on the other hand, they have no reason to come in here and wave their arms around and say that, well, we ought to save their bacon for
them. It
ought to be handled in a judicial way, and that's the way we're looking at it, right?
Yes, sir.
If that's the way it is, I'm
right.
Kind of satisfied, and I couldn't help but believe it was that way, Mr. President.
That's the way it is.
Because we've worked hard to get this to this stage, and finally to get the FCC to take jurisdiction and to act. And so far as I know, after going before the Commerce Committee, has taken no action. It's left it alone. I tried to get them to act. It's left it alone. They've made their decision. I'd like to see it go into effect. And then the overall long-range policy, I'm sure we're in a new field. It's got to be examined from time to time and proper legislation enacted. All right, questions asked. But if we can get this this goes through, I'm ready to move on the copyright bill and get it out. And for the present, the issue is something. More legislation later, yes.
Well, I have every hope, Senator, that this problem, and I admit that the broadcasters have been unhappy, but they do have some friends on the Hill in their Commerce Committee.
They're influenced some people, too. I don't want nothing about it. That's all right. If they want to make a nation move before the country, It's very satisfactory with me. I'm talking about they take the responsibility. I only wanted to be assured that the White House, the administration, wasn't involved in any of this effort.
We're not.
They're doing it on their own. If they go out here and make a nine book, all right, we'll face it. If they win, they win. If they don't, they don't.
All right. And the FCC in trying to get a short-term resolution that will give us copyright legislation, give us agreement on what we can do in the short term in this CATV thing while the long-term study goes on. We think that would be the ideal solution, and if we can't reach it with them, then they'll have to fight it out in the Congress.
Well, I don't know what that
Birch is a good man.
My president, he has been A1 in this, as far as I'm concerned. I've had conferences with him.
Well,
I think they made one mistake in the court hill that they did, and that was when they tried to force these little CATV companies to broadcast and put on their own shows. So
they couldn't have had much.
Well, that was the court, and that's resolved. I think they made a mistake in that for the first quarter of time. But that was no controversy. I mean, no big issue. Here, we've got the whole industry now. We've got it where we can get a temporary set of arrangements where we can get a copyright bill through. I'm confident of that. No one can guarantee it. The President's here for that, you know. But as far as I know, Mr. President, we can get the copyright bill through. But if I take this bill to the floor, a copyright bill without this, then it's going to be all kind of a damn thing going to try to be settled on the floor. And we just have to have nothing but that, too. And I don't know the broadcasters mean, I don't know just what they feel.
Let's have the very, to the extent we can, sure, there's a very closest concentration with John on this, because he's so he knows what the moves are.
Yes, sir.
I understand where's our approach, or how that Whitehead was talking to the senator's staff, but he only recently started talking to the senator, and he should have gone to the senator. I'm sorry that he didn't do that earlier.
Well, of course, I know. Whitehead's pretty good man.
Yes, sir.
Whitehead's pretty good man.
Yes, sir. But he should have gone to the senator.
You should have talked to him direct, too, well, sure. We can, I can, we're on the same page.
I assure the people around that the White House is not involved in this short-range thing.
Only to the extent, Senator, that we are working with Dean Birch and trying with him, not against, to get a solution so it doesn't run into the kind of Donnybrook that we think it will, either in the courts or in the county.
If I tell him we're working with Dean Birch, I think that is...
That's a good talk.
Yes, sir.
That's what it is. And Birch is, in our goals, the same. We prefer not to have the Donnybrook if we can. But if we can, but if it has to, then we're out. It's a Donnybrook, you put it out.
I feel considerably assured that for the court order on this thing.
Birch has our total confidence.
I want to get rid of the damn committee, Mr. President. I don't have much to do. I've had this very investigating to Mr. 17 years. And I'm going to run for reelection, and I've been doing it. If I give it up now, I'll be serious. I don't want to. Thank you, President. That's very